K-A-U-H-D-S. I was definitely checked with family, security stuff there. And then I got a network of a few people, so I was at touch base. And then for me, I was checked to my go kit because I wouldn't want to overcommit. I do have stuff that I know I need to replenish it and all that. So I used to pray a little bit like for the incident command system, but I need to, I certainly could see better verse in it. But anyway, I would, family and the people around me that to support me, and then check my go kit. Back to net control, K-A-A-U-H-G.
Yeah, Steve, I like that too, because, you know, it's one thing, you know, to get out there and it's like, oh, snap, I've got to have something for myself to take care of myself. You know, I've got to have, you know, my go kit, whether it be maybe snacks or food or water or something that, you know, I need on the field. And if I don't have that, then it shortens my deployment time. And so, yes, that is very important as well as checking your go kit and making sure that you're ready to go, you're ready to deploy. And with our, you know, with the task book, I know one of the questions is, having a go kit ready to go, and whether it be 24-hour or 48-hour or 72-hour, something is better than nothing. And so, yeah, for sure, Steve, definitely appreciate your answer. All right, John, what about you? A tornado hit the next community over, and what's your next step? What do you do?
So I would have to agree with everyone. I would basically check my current situation first to make sure everyone in my house and really kind of my neighbors are okay and they aren't in need of any immediate help. I would probably also, you know, I've kind of heard it put that I have to be able to help myself before I can help other people. So I'd probably kind of assess that situation. I would probably also check that I would be able to deploy and make sure there's no power lines or trees or anything preventing me from leaving my QTH. And then I would, do the check-in, check-out deal and report any, major issues to net control so that they're aware. And if someone's able to deploy to us, potentially, that might help. But that's about all I got. So back to you, Net Control, WA8MAC. This is KE8WUO.
Yeah, John, you know, you hit on something that I didn't even really think of is hey, can I get my car out? I mean, I didn't even think about that. I mean, what if there's power lines out in the front yard and you can't back your car out? I'm not gonna make good timing on foot. That's just me. I don't run very good, and nobody wants to see me run anyways. That's a whole different story. But that's a good point there. Making sure that not only is your family taken care of, but can you, assessing your situation and, hey, can I deploy? And even touching on going further and looking at one's health. I mean, I know NAWCB touched on it where, you know, you can't deploy. What else could you do? It could be that, you know, you might be support staff or, you know, hey, my health, you know, I can't deploy because of my health, but I can check in, I can answer a phone, I can look something up on the internet and be there for support. So, yeah, assessing your own situation and going from there. Good stuff. I like the answers. A lot of good answers. All right, Bill, KWA, what about you, sir? Tornadoes hit the community over next to you. And you've been deployed. What do you do?